And you're listening to the Texas Standard. Well, this week and next are the ones that business owners along the Gulf Coast circle on their calendar. Spring break, a time to relax and get away for vacationers, a time to let loose if you're a college student, but a make or break season for businesses. And that's especially true this year as the region tries to rebound from Hurricane Harvey. So we here at the Texas Standard wondered, how's business? Well, to find out, we made a few calls. First, to a restaurant in Port Aransas.
Thank you for calling Moby Dix. This is Quentin. How may I help you?
Hey, Moby Dix. Quentin, this is David Brown over at Texas Standard, a radio program produced out of Austin. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So what's it looking like spring break at Moby Dix? Sounds like it's pretty noisy.
we're not too bad right now. A little busy. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy? Does it look like spring break down there, or is it still kind of rebuilding mode? How would you describe it?
I know the beaches were pretty packed the other day, and they had a lot going on over there. But a lot of the restaurants are still rebuilding and trying to get back up and running to how they were before.
So what would you give spring break so far this year on a report card? We got from A to F. You got about what?
Say B or B plus.
B plus, not bad. Next, let's go to a gift shop called Gracie's. They're just blocks away from the port of Galveston.
How can I help you?
Hey, my name's David Brown. I'm calling from Texas Standard in Austin, and we were calling folks along the beach and asking how spring break is going.
Well, we're slammed at the moment, so we don't
slammed.
Have much time to chit-chat.
Oh, well, my apologies. We'll let you go. We'll talk to you later. Good luck. Uh-huh. Have a good spring break.
Thanks.
Okay, but I guess you got to read that as good news. I mean, they are busy, right? All right, what about hotels and motels? People staying or just passing through?
Thank you for calling Seashell Inn. This is Ronnie. How can I help you?
Hey, Ronnie. My name's David Brown. I'm with the Texas Standard Radio Program. And we were just trying to get a sense of how things are looking with spring break back after Harvey and all of that. And how's it looking out there?
We have been pretty much full for the past 5 days.
Is that right? So, well, that's very good news.
Yeah. Corpus Christi actually didn't get hit too badly. But from what I've heard, the Rockport area got hit really hard, and they're still really recovering.
Right. Remember, Rockport is where Hurricane Harvey made landfall. And so, we decided to call up a restaurant in Rockport called Cheryl's by the Bay.
Cheryl.
Hey, this is David Brown calling from Texas Standard in Austin. Is that Cheryl by any wild chance?
This is she.
The one and only Cheryl of Cheryl by the Bay.
The one. The infamous.
How's business? Is spring break? Is it looking good or?
There aren't any hotel rooms. I don't see, you know, yesterday I was on the street and kind of looked around. And, yeah, by this time you would see children and people up and down Fulton Beach Road. And it's not there.
It's not there?
Mm-mm.
And how's business?
Well, I've been well after the storm. In fact, much better than, you know, probably anybody else.
Really?
Yeah, I was like the first one to open up my doors. And
what about the rest of the town? How's the town doing? Is it pretty much bounced back or no?
Oh, my God, we were blown to kingdom come. How can you do that? You can't bounce back.
No, of course.
No, you cannot bounce back. You know, as much as they'd love to be, you know, oh, it's going to be great. No, it's not. And then people thought, honest to God, people thought that we could just be back in a few months. Too many rules and too many regulations. Cause it's not going to happen. I'm sorry. You know, you look at every study out there. It's not going to happen. You have to suffer. And I told them from day one, have you read any of the studies of how long it's going to take to come back? I didn't know. I'd never been hit with a dent. I didn't know where or what. So I wanted to look at everybody else, Galveston, Katrina, Mississippi, what happened?
Mm.
And I would post on Facebook, and everybody was like, oh, you're a Debbie Downer. And I was like, no, but you don't want to be that person who doesn't understand this. You've got to save your money. What if we get hit next year? And they were like, well, everybody loves the coast. I said, well, okay, all right, maybe I'll agree. Everybody loves the coast. What does that mean? Well, that means you need to have a lot of money to wait on until this all gets put back in and public perception changes.
Yeah. So as a realist, and you sound like you're basing what you're saying here in more science than fiction, what are you thinking? How much longer is it going to be before Rockport's kind of back to where it was when it comes to visitors?
2 to 3 years, like everybody else.
No, of course, Chamber's got a whole thing, and they've got this great stuff, and we will be back. But you can't fight statistics and what's happened elsewhere.
Wow.
You can do your best, don't you think?
That was Cheryl Cusco, the proprietor of Cheryl's by the Bay in Rockport. Got a business of your own along the Gulf Coast? We'd love to hear how spring break is going. Reach out to us at facebook.com/Texas Standard or tweet us at Texas Standard. You can always email us as well. Texas Standard at KUT.org.